If you are blind or partially sighted, chances are you've had contact or support, or you're even involved with sight loss charities. But do they provide the services that are important to you, or in general, as someone with a visual impairment, what's important to you in your life, in your everyday life? You know, whether it's getting around about, getting education, employment, technology. Well, it's time to have your say, because guide dogs are interested in what is important to you. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Jade Glanfield. Jade, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The survey itself, is it quite general and quite open? There's a feedback you're looking for here?
Yes. So with our Your Say survey, we want to find out what's most important to people with sight loss. It's quite a broad survey to really drill into those key things that really matter. And so we want as many as people as possible to get involved and have their say.
Now, you don't have to be someone who's had help from guide dogs, do you? Is this open to anyone who's blind or partially sighted?
No, the more people that we speak to, the better we can reflect on what's most important to a much wider community of people, people that we aren't yet speaking to and people that we already do work with. At Guide Dogs, we campaign for the rights of people with sight loss, and we want to use 2019 to reflect on what we are campaigning on so that it reflects what truly matters. The survey that we've created is really quick. It should only take people a few minutes to complete. It's split mainly into two sections. In the first section, we ask some broad questions about what's most important to you. This is the chance for you to have your say on what truly matters in your life. And then the second part of the survey asks for a bit more details about who the person filling out the survey is, so we can really understand the trends for what people say matters to them.
Now, you mentioned campaigning, Jade. So, I mean, what kind of things have been at the forefront then for guide dogs through sort of last year and maybe looking ahead to this year?
Many people may already be aware of some of our campaigns. For example, last year we did a lot of work around pavement parking and lots of people signed our open letter to government. They may also be familiar with our work on shared surfaces, quiet hybrid and electric vehicles, or our campaign on access all areas, which is preventing assistance dog owners from being turned away from public places such as businesses, shops, taxis and minicabs. In 2019, we're going to be continuing to campaign on these big issues and also taking some time to reflect on what people with a vision impairment think matters to them.
Jade, the survey is open until the middle of February, so you're looking for as many people as possible to get in touch as soon as possible so you get as many pieces of feedback as possible. So if people want to do this, what's the easiest way to do it?
So the survey is for people with sight loss and also anyone who may directly support them. And by that, I mean, could be a family member of someone with sight loss, a carer, or someone who volunteers with a person with vision impairment. So we want all of these people to get involved and take the survey. And they can do that by using this short link. It's bit.ly, that's bit.ly/GD, which is in capitals, and then Your Say, which is all one word and in capitals. If anyone would like any further information about the survey or would like any support in completing it, they can also get in touch by emailing campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk.
Jade, let's hope people do take the opportunity to get in touch and have their say, and we'll keep up to date on the campaign through 2019 as well. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.